This is TC, Teresa Clark, with the On Fire B2B podcast, where executives, CEOs, and business owners share their insights. It is 6 minutes. I mean, 6 questions in 9 minutes. Because leaders know how to be concise. So let's get right to it. In a few sentences, tell us who you are and what you do.
I'm Brandon Ellington, known as Brandon Mr. Finance. We help people to acquire funding for their businesses, for their personal needs, for not-for-profit needs, for startup businesses, vehicles, you name it, with and without proof of income. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. What is the best, question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
You know what? It allows us to help people to grow and to be able to get control of their time and their money together, and then focus on the things that they want to focus on or that are near and dear to them. So we've been able to free a lot of people financially and also create more family time.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Question number three. I hear from other top executives that testimonials and reviews are becoming more critical now, especially video testimonials. Tell me your thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. Because when you can hear from people, and especially when they're viable businesses or businesses that are in a community or somewhere where a person can drive by and see things or see a business, it makes a difference, you know. And I guess that real-time testimony, you know, hearing it from somebody, you know, especially if it's not fictitious, it makes a difference. It makes a heck of a difference, you know, and people want to hear from other people that have gone through the services. So I agree.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Question number four, what piece of advice would you share with other companies working in the B2B industry?
Well, what I would tell other businesses that are working in the B2B industry is to start building business credit if you have not. That's a very important piece because a lot of business owners right now have been hanging their hat on their personal credit for everything. And of course, in a time like this, you know, if your personal credit is hit or you have a lot of challenges in your personal credit or your utilization is high, it makes you a risk to a bank. So if you wish to acquire more capital to grow or to cover payroll or to just expand, period, or get more marketing dollars, you want to build credibility for your company. I view it as probably the best tool that you can possibly have because it gives you another outlet around your personal. And if you ever need to tap into your personal at some point, you can do such. But I recommend building business credit, you know, marketing as much as possible, getting on every platform, letting people know that you're out there, that you exist, what you offer and how you differ from your competitors. The benefits of your services, of course, like we spoke on the testimony. You know, the benefits and stories are big sellers because people want to know what's the benefit in coming to you, you know, and who else has benefited from your services. So making sure that people know you exist, that you're well-funded, that your credibility for your company is structured and strong, and that you're building your employees. You want the people that work for you, they want to feel appreciated. So don't make them feel like they're just glorified employees or just employees. Make them feel like they're special. You know, remember birthdays, remember holidays, remember just the general things. Even when it comes to customers, you definitely want to send out, you know, emails, American greetings, things that make people feel comfortable and appreciated. So always focusing on things that can benefit other people, you know, and let people know how they can grow and expand with you. So I'm an extremist. I guess you can call me a serial networker. So I like for people to be, I want people to understand that, hey, you know what, this is not just an opportunity to work here, but an opportunity at some point to have your own store, your own location, your own brand. So be forward thinking, you know, groom them for those things because, we've turned a lot of businesses that have not been able to grow into growing businesses and also learning to own the real estate. That's probably my biggest thing. You know, you can own a strip mall and have an anchor tenant that pays for all your general expenses. And that way you can have 4 or 5 other producing businesses and you can operate freely. So just
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right.
We just want to expose people. So that's what I would suggest.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Okay. Question number 5, what other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry that you would like to acknowledge as leaders and should be on our podcast?
You know what? Well, actually, the owner of one of my complexes, he's owned several McDonald's in the past, and he currently owns lots of Steak and Shakes today. So I'd probably say Melvin Buckley, you know, would be someone that would be pretty good. And they own a large real estate empire, too. So I'd probably suggest him, you know, currently.
Good.
There's And there's others, but I mean, but if I, on top of my head,
let's,
one that I know.
Let's take him. Okay, yeah. So question number six.
Yes.
Final question, most okay. important. Tell us about your first time, your first sale. We have about a minute left.
My first sale. Oh, that was back in the late 90s. I won't tell my age. But my first sale was basically a client that had been turned away by everyone. You know, her and her husband, they had a viable business, you know, and we were able to take that client and say, hey, look, you're gonna have to take a higher interest rate kind of going in. But what we can do is we can consolidate some debt, refinance you back to a rate in 6 months or so to a more feasible payment, you know, and you could, you know, expand your real estate to open a few other practices that you have and that you have. That
you know what? We're going to have people get a hold of you for more information on that because we are running out of time. All right. Okay. So this is TC with the On Fire B2B podcast. Tell us how we get a hold of you.
Sure. You can reach me at accesscapitaltoday.org or you can call me directly at 812-244-3609.
All right. Well, everybody, you have a fabulous day. And to find out more about our podcast, the On Fire B2B podcast, check us out on LinkedIn. Talk to you soon.